Return to the 100-Acre Wood. Written by David Benedictus and read by Humphrey Bauer. Christopher Robin had had a birthday. There had been cards with laughing kittens wishing him a happy day, and the usual presents, socks and gloves and writing paper, and a fat book called 1001 Things to Do in the Holidays. Christopher Robin had used the writing paper to write letters, saying thank you for the socks and the gloves. He had not found this easy, thinking that a letter saying, "Dear whoever, thank you for the socks, gloves, yours sincerely, Christopher Robin," would have done the job nicely. But it seemed that people wanted bits about the weather and where he had come in maths and, "I do hope you are well." Having put the socks and gloves in the very back of the drawer, he turned to 1001 Things to Do in the Holidays. On page 3 it suggested clearing out the potting shed, and on page 5 it suggested putting toys in boxes with sticky labels on them, and on page 7 it suggested, "Why not make a list of all the people you most admire from your history books?" Christopher Robin did not know what it said on page 9, because after reading page 7 he had closed the book and never opened it again. But there had been one present that he had liked very much. This had been a cricket bat, a cricket ball, and two sets of stumps with bails that assembled into a wicket. There was also a pair of batting gloves, some shin pads, a pair of wicket-keeping gloves, a scoring book with pencils, a pencil sharpener, an eraser, a tin of linseed oil, and some squares of cotton for rubbing the oil into the bat, all of which fitted very neatly into a splendid sausage-shaped bag. Everything you needed to play cricket. This time, when he wrote his thank-you letter, he had added pictures in coloured crayons and his batting average for the past 2 summers, and signed the letter, "Love from Christopher Robin." And he meant it too. On this particular day, it may have been a Tuesday because it often was, he brought the bag to a clearing in the forest, halfway between his house and Owl's house, and set up the stumps and the bales on a patch of ground which was not too bumpy. Then he went around the edge of the playing area with a bag of stones, laying them out to mark the boundary. It was not long before most of the others had gathered around, and Christopher Robin began to explain the rules. ¶¶